You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Hi everyone, this is Johnny Cowsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by WS Carpentry and Services LLC, offering carpentry, renovations, interior and exterior painting, as well as refinishing. Information at wscarpentryandservices.com or area code 518-755-5152.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Richard Goldstein of Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania.
When the world gets you way down, every day I'm trying to stand on my faith, but it seems the answers can't be found. I heard the Lord said keep on waiting, 'cause he ain't never failed me yet. Even with this mountain that I'm facing, I am a shout and I'm always kept. Oh, I know that he is able, I know that he is faithful, and I know. Every promise is the truth, so I'm a
in the mirror, brush off the dust. Talk to me nice, don't interrupt. Don't need to settle, I'm on another level. Yeah, I'm done with feeling low. Don't take it personal.
Wake up, it's a new day. Happy Mother's Day too, praise God. Happy Mother's Day to you, and you and you, and me too. It is the bright side. This is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC, and I'm giving a shout out to all of you who got that mothering thing, who got that mother spirit, amen. Not only those who did give birth, but those who did not give birth, but share the love, the wit, the wisdom of mothering, mothers, motherhood. Oh, love it. It's so good. It's so good. Hallelujah. This is where we bring you the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're going to do a little different. I want to give you a little taste of a little different this morning, because we are going to do it a little different. So we got some songs lined up for you. And then I'm going to come back with my spiritual social commentary, and then I'm going to play back-to-back music with songs that are dedicated to moms. Amen. So you have a little 20 minute or so a track of some, well, maybe not 20 minutes, but just about a little under 20 minutes of songs that are dedicated to the mamas. How about that? Maybe around 15 minutes. So, yes, we're going to give you 15 minutes of music just dedicated to the moms. You can call mom up and, you know, tell the mom this is for you. Amen. This is Pastor Kim just bringing some sunshine, some light, some good vibrations and positivity to Mother's Day. Hallelujah. So how you doing? If you're getting ready to go to church, or you're getting ready to go visit mom, or getting ready to go to work, or getting ready to get the kids up and get the family going, just know that God's got you, all right? God's got you, and we do too. So we're going to bring some music for you. Show Been Good. Sister Erica Campbell, you carried me. Sister Jacqueline Carr, still holding on. Sister Christine Bell, and Amen in a Little While by Miss C.C. Winans. And then after that, I'll be back. Yes, I will, with my spiritual social commentary for today. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here where we got the music. Yeah, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
Down through the years, if I don't know nothing else, I know my God has been real to me. Erica, come on over here and sing this song for your mama. Said, I think I will. Come on, everybody, help me say, Lord, show been good to me. Lord, show been good to me. Lord,
you were determined to give me an expected end for my shame, Lord. You gave me honor, wanted me to know what it means to live in my promise. And when they ask me how, oh, I just say, you care. You did it, you did. You walk me through the valley, carry me over the mountain, brought me through my circumstances. You didn't let me go, no, no, no. You didn't let me go, no, no, no. You didn't let me go, no, no, no. You carried me, yeah. Lord, I'm so grateful that you
Oh, yes, in a little while, Jesus is coming back again. He gave us some signs, beloved. And I don't know about you, I never expected I'd be living in a generation where all these signs would be being fulfilled. Hallelujah. We knew it would happen one day, but sooner than it has been, that's for sure. He's coming back again. You're listening to The Bright Side, because that's a bright side, beloved. He's coming back again. This is Pastor Kim, Overcoming Ministries International Church, pastor and founder. Praise be to God. And you're here with me on The Bright Side at WGXC. WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org. WGXC is for me, yes, because we have The Bright Side, all right? We are listener-supported radio, and we have... We're here because you're there, right? We're here because you stand with us and you're for us. Amen. And so if you want to be a contributor, a donor, a supporter, an underwriter, a partner, you can check out the WGXC.org website and WGXC.org donate button and click on there and, you know, let your support be made known. All right. Well, I want to come with my spiritual social commentary right about now because I want to play some mama songs after this. Hallelujah. Mama songs after this. You know, beloved, I found out the origins of Mother's Day is quite different than how we recognize it today. I encourage you to check that out, listen on that and learn about that on your time. But it's a little bit different than what we have today. But so much the more, and nevertheless, we thank God for the founders and for the sentiment, all right? I want to share from the thought with you this morning on a mother's heart reflecting the heart of God. A mother's heart reflecting the heart of God. In the Word of God in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 13, we read that as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. And in Luke chapter 13 and verse 34, we find, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. The word of God for the people of God. Let the word of God be majorly blessed in the hearers and the receivers and the doers of the word. Amen. So, beloved, today we are honoring that special group in humanity, women who mother. That includes not only biological mothers, it includes grandmothers and aunties and godmothers and teachers and mentors and every woman who has ever wiped a tear, whispered a prayer, or stood in the gap for a child. Some of you gave birth to children. All of us are here because of a woman who gave birth to us. And some gave birth to purpose. Some gave birth to protection and peace in the lives of the next generation. So whether by womb or by will, you mothered. The heart of a mother is the heart of God's love in human form. Amen. The heart of a godly mother is the love of God in human form. In Isaiah chapter 66, it says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. This is God speaking. And what a wonderful and powerful comparison that God chose the imagery of a mother's love when it's tender and strong and healing to describe how he comforts us. A godly mother's love isn't just emotional. It's sacrificial, it's patient, it's healing. Have you ever seen a mother that stayed up all night for a sick child? That's a sacrificial love. Have you watched a woman feed children she didn't birth? That's nurturing love. That's God's kind of love. So whether you raised your own child or someone else's, you've walked in the image of God, not just in body, but in spirit. Ah, when you didn't conceive, but you carried. How about that? Some of the greatest mothers in the Bible never physically bore children. Take Deborah the prophetess and judge. She called herself a mother in Israel in Judges chapter 5 and verse 7. She nurtured a nation. She guided a people and protected God's children with wisdom and strength. Yes, she did. And then think of Naomi, who lost her own sons, yet poured love and wisdom into Ruth. And because of Naomi's influence, Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David and an ancestral maternal grandmother to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We could consider Mary Magdalene and the women at the tomb who were faithful to the end, protecting the legacy of Jesus. They weren't mothers by title, but they were mothers and protectors of destiny. Mm-hmm. You may not have birthed a child, but you carried their pain. You stood between them and destruction. You prayed, you guided, you loved. That's what God does. That's what Jesus did. Maybe you did birth a child or two or three or more, and you carried their pain. You stood between them and destruction. You prayed and you guided and you loved. Mothers, that's what God does. That's what Jesus did. You know, Jesus is the ultimate protector and nurturer. In Luke chapter 13, in verse 34, Jesus laments over Jerusalem, saying, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But he says, but you would not have it. But what a maternal image of Jesus, and how he does reflect the pathway that mothers walk in this world. Amen. We try to gather our chickadees, as you would, and keep them safe and keep them protected. And then they get off and go on their own way, making their mistakes in life, as we did, some of us more than others, right? But before the grace of God, the love of God, the nurturing and maternal nature of God, we were sustained by it through it all. And he brought us back into his fold. Yes, beloved, Jesus gives us a maternal image of himself. Like a mother hen, he desires to cover and shield and protect his people. And this is where every godly mother and nurturer reflects his heart. Hallelujah. So when you stayed, when others left, you reflected Jesus. Yes. And when you protected the vulnerable, you reflected the good shepherd. And when you forgave over and over, you mirrored his grace. When you taught your children about right and wrong, you were his voice in their lives. Hallelujah. And so we celebrate you mothers, and you who have mothered others. A godly mother reflects God's character, the unconditional love of the Father, the comforting presence of the Holy Spirit, and the sacrificial nurturing heart of Jesus the Christ. So truly today, whether you are a mother by birth or by calling, know this, you are doing a holy work. You are helping shape lives for eternity, and you are reflecting the very heart of God. To every woman who ever mothered, thank you. You're a living sermon of love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray and I say thank you for the gift of mothers and mothering women, Lord. Thank you for their strength and their resilience. Thank you for their tenacity and their tenderness. Thank you, God, for their love and their sacrifice. Thank you, God. Help them to see that in their daily acts of love, they are reflecting you. Hallelujah, Lord. They are a blessing, O God. So we ask you to bless them and to strengthen them, and that their reward would be eternal. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, beloved. It's Mother's Day, and I'm going to always love my mama. Yes. Who's your mama? Was it your birth mama, your adopted mama, your foster mama, your stepmama, your spiritual mama, your godmother? Who's been your mama, your teacher, your mentor? Amen. Celebrate the women who mother.
Yeah. just wouldn't feel right. If I didn't have you by my side, oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you knew I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know, loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
Times looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama,
for the open arms to fall into, for the wind you thought
Beloved, that's why God made mamas. Yes, beloved, it's been a joy to celebrate motherhood and Mother's Day with you. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And even if your mama has gone away, hallelujah, I pray that you'll just have some good memories to hold on to. Some of you, some of us, we've had mamas that did the best they could, right? They did what they knew and they did what they could. And some were determined to be mothers that from out of this world, right? Just the mostest. And if you didn't have that, you can be that. How about that? You know, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to you. Want to invite you to be with us on Tuesday afternoon, the Tuesday afternoon show. It is a pre-recorded show, so if there's some stuff that happens between now and then, you'll know why we're not addressing it. But I'm happy to be filling in for my friend, Brother Randall Martin, on the Tuesday afternoon show on the second Tuesdays of the month. And I have my guest, Father Gary Gelpenbein, retired former pastor at the St. James Catholic Church in Chatham, New York. And, you know, I called him up as soon as I heard the news about the election of the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, and to celebrate and congratulate all my Catholic brothers and sisters out there. I celebrate and congratulate with you. And, so I called him up. We had this conversation. I said, we got to have this conversation and share it with our listening Tuesday afternoon audience. So Father Gary Gelpenbein is going to be with us. And then also I have the superintendent of the Hudson City School District, Dr. Juliet Pennyman, who will be sharing. And there was just so much that she and I had to talk about. She even said, I'm going to have to come back. And that's the truth. So we're so excited. Such a capable and qualified and visionary leader. Over 2,000 people between students and staff and administrators, not even to get into the family members and the many partnerships around the community that she works on. So we pray her strength and continuing success. We're getting ready for the school board elections and the budget vote elections and all around the state. So, you know, keep those folks in mind who are shaping the minds of our young people and Tune in and hear some of the things that she has in mind also as the CEO of the Hudson City School District. And that's on Tuesday. Today at 10:45 a.m., I will be Pastor Pulpit Supply, my monthly service to the First Presbyterian Church here in Hudson, New York. So happy to be with them. And if you're in the area and you want to stop on by, say hi. All right. I want to wish all you May babies a happy birthday. And all you May lovers, a happy anniversary. If you want more information about Overcoming Ministries, how to connect, submit a prayer request, or check us out, just check out our website. It's not so new, but our website at www.omichurch.com. All right? I'm praying for you, beloved. And we are praying for you. Overcoming Ministries is a prayer station, a hotline to heaven every morning at 7:30 a.m., 6 days a week. Hallelujah. We pray for you, and we pray for the sick and the shut in, the lost, the lonely, the confused, the depressed, the stressed, the grieving, the bereaved. We pray for you. And no matter how dark the day is, the clouds may be hanging long, hard, and gray, but remember, there is a bright side somewhere. Determined that you will not quit in the dip. Hang in there in Jesus' name, because the sun is always there. The sun is still shining. I'm going to get ready to go. I got a minute or two for one more song for you, all right? The songs that we played, I'll Always Love My Mama, The Intruders, Oh Mothers of Mine, The Temptations, A Song for Mama, Boys to Men, and Mamas by Ann Wilson featuring Hillary Scott. The last song for you today, Always Love You, Miss Tori Kelly, another dedication to mother. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. God bless you, and stay well and stay safe.
Changing, I still